Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live, it is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
All right. I don't know if you can hear me or not because I think my phone is messing up. Matt, can you hear me?
I can. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new edition of Buzzworthy Radio. How are you doing, Neville?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about yourself?
I am excited because I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I know you know, since we are both, you know, working guys, that we love the weekend. Well, especially, hopefully, if you don't work on the weekend. I know sometimes you do work on the weekend. But I'm looking forward to this weekend so much. So TGIF.
Yeah, I am actually working this weekend. So it's not.
Oh,
actually,
man.
Well, it sucks too because this is also going to be, you know, we're on the East Coast, you know, and this is going to be a weekend where we're absolutely going to be wanting to not work because tomorrow, I believe, on our side, it's going to be over 90 degrees.
Yes, it is.
And that's terrible, isn't it?
Just a little bit. I mean, especially if you're like me and you're a winter person, and then it's like you got to get used to this all over again and start sweating it up.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of early to be even expecting it, don't you think?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised because usually, especially as you said on the East Coast, the weather can just fluctuate so much. It can be really cold. Sometimes it can be snowing. It can be snowing next week, and then the next day it'll be 80 degrees again. That's just the way. That is how unpredictable this weather is.
That's true. Well, I can't complain, though. It's going to be nice out tomorrow, though. So. Even though I get done at 6, I'll be able to join a little bit of it tomorrow, but I have to work it Sunday, so I won't get to enjoy it too much. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we are here tonight. We got a nice little show for you guys here for the next 20-some-odd minutes. We're going to be joined by Jason Earls, who plays the role of Jackson Stewart on the hit kid sitcom on the Disney Channel, Hannah Montana. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can call us at 646-595-4228, as well as send us your emails with questions at natalie@buzzworthyradio.net. I know you have a comment about this, considering we actually just talked about Hannah Montana not too long ago.
We did. Did we? When did we talk about it?
Oh, my gosh. When we had on Ashley Argato on the show, and we just basically just said we're 23-year-old guys who watch Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Believe it.
Yes, we did. We did say this.
How sad are we?
No, it's... yeah, okay. Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But anyway, I believe our guest is on the line right now, joining us from Hannah Montana. Plays the role of Jackson Stewart on the show. We have with us Mr. Jason Earls. How are you?
What's up? How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How's yourself over there?
Everything's good. Everything's good. I just missed you guys as you tried to catch me. So we almost started playing phone tag, but I got you.
Ah, see how that worked out?
That was nice.
That's nice. I love it. Anyway, thanks for stopping by, man. It's great to have you here tonight.
Heck yeah, no problem.
So, like I was saying, we're 23-year-old boys who watch Hannah Montana. I mean,
We do. You know what? It's like a guilty pleasure of everybody's. Let's admit, you know, come on, it is.
It's good, clean fun. Like the thing that's sort of nice about it is, you don't have to pay a ton of attention to it. You know what I mean? Like you can sit there and like if you're doing other stuff, you'll catch a couple of jokes, and that's cool. And if you sit there and watch it closely, then, you know, it's fun too. But it's just easy entertainment, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about your character here. You play Jackson, who's this. What's the best way to describe Jackson?
Well, Jackson's sort of he's the classic annoying older brother. But the thing that's sort of nice about him is he's not just a jerk all the time. He's actually sort of like there for her and surprisingly reliable when Miley needs him. But as far as what he does on the show, like I sort of roll into a scene, do something ridiculous, and then roll right back out. You know what I mean? Miley has to carry the show, but I just sort of show up and do goofy stuff, and then I get out.
What has been your favorite thing to do playing this role of Jackson?
I think the movie was fun just because it was something that we've been doing for so long on the soundstage, and then to actually get a chance to do like a big feature movie. It was a pretty exciting thing. I think like my favorite episodes tend to be the ones where I'm either fighting with Miley or I'm fighting with Billy Ray, the ones that are like maybe a little bit more family or about our family on the show. Those ones seem pretty honest to me.
And speaking of the family, you've had some really cool guest stars. It was actually one of the episodes that was on tonight. You've had on Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Vicky Lawrence, of course. Who's been your favorite guest star to work with?
You know, somebody who I thought was really fun was Joey Fatone, actually. He played Joey Vitolo in one of our episodes. And, like, he's just like a big, goofy kid. You know what I mean? We just sort of hang out, and he's, like, always cracking jokes. And that was real close to the time he was doing the Dancing with the Stars. So he was always doing, like, silly dances with Miley. And we were sort of exchanging dirty jokes and all that stuff. So it was fun.
Must have been a huge rush to do the feature film of the movie. I mean, it's a huge deal, you know, when it was officially released and everything. I mean, that had to have been some of the most fun times ever to do such a feature film. I mean, when you first heard that Hannah Montana is going to be in an actual theater, what was like your first reaction to it?
Well, I was relieved, actually, because we had been talking about doing a Hannah movie for a couple of years. And I thought that it was going to end up being like a movie on the Disney Channel, not like on the big screen.
And
then so when we found out that it was going to be like a real feature and not just like a made-for-TV movie, we were really excited because that just meant that they were going to spend a little more money on it. The music was probably going to be really cool. It would look better. It'd feel like you're working on a big movie, which it did feel like we were working on a big movie. I think it was cool because you know you get a chance to do all of the stuff that comes with being in a movie, like the premiere in LA, and it was my first chance to do the big press junket. So you hang out in a hotel for a couple of days and you talk to like 60 different media outlets about, you know, your experiences on the movie and stuff. And it just really felt like we were part of something that was a big deal. So.
And the music plays a huge part of it. Yeah. I want to know, Jason, what is your favorite? You guys, tell us the totally honest truth. What is your favorite either Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus song?
Well, the thing about Miley stuff is I think she really does get better with each album. And her two favorite songs out of any album, any soundtrack, whatever, are The Climb and Butterfly from the soundtrack for the movie. I think the Butterfly song is really pretty, and it's a song to me that, like, if you're a dad and you go watch the movie with your daughter, like, it seems like that's the place where dads are going to get sort of choked up and going to get all emotional about how much they care about their daughters and stuff.
Are you anything like Jackson in real life?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, the thing is that Jackson's just, like, he's so stupid. You know, like, he's like, not a very good student, and he just really just sort of bumbles through life. And I think maybe I'm a little bit more, like, practical, or I was always trying to be a better student than what Jackson is. But there's definitely, like, that sort of just goofiness. Where he is sort of up for anything, and if he's in, you know, around people, he tries to get everyone's attention. I think that's the part of Jackson that's the most similar to myself. But Jackson is pretty dumb.
We didn't say it.
I hope you're not like that in real life. You know.
Yeah.
I mean. But one of the best things I love about on the show, your screen partner Moises Arias,
yeah,
who plays Rico on the show. You guys have a great chemistry on that show. And what's it like working with him?
It's pretty cool. When they first told me that he was going to be on the show, I was sort of like, really? Like, you're gonna have me hang out every week and act with this little annoying, like, Nazi guy? Like, he's just sort of out of control. And I wasn't really sure about it at first, but Moises came in and he was just so funny. And the thing that's great about Moises is he's up for anything. So you just throw suggestions about, you know, things to do in the scene at him, and he just totally rolls with it. There's been a couple of times over the last couple of years where we'll sort of stage impromptu fights where, you know how we always sort of bicker in every episode, and, you know, I'm going to dump something on him or he gets me this way. And we've done a couple of episodes where it just sort of degrades into an all-out brawl in the sand. And a lot of times, like, we get more violent than what they can actually use on the show. So there's some takes out there of us, like, just slamming each other into the sand. And my all-time favorite thing to do with Moises is to carry him up the hill on the beach and throw him over the back rail. It's like a 12-foot drop.
Oh,
back there.
Yeah.
And he ends up on like a, like there's a big crash, you know, a thick mat back there. But for me, it's like, it's like therapy to just carry little Moises up the hill and chuck him over the rail.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Can you imagine?
I don't think I want to be on the wrong side of you, man. You might throw me off of a 12-foot like balcony or something.
No, well, the thing that's great about Moises is he's like 4'10" and he weighs like 80 pounds, so you know, you can just pick him up and throw him around like a rag doll, which is fun.
So, of course, your on screen sister Miley.
Yeah.
She's been getting so much press recently. Do you ever sort of maybe like talk to her whenever she needs somebody? What? You see it more than we do because you do work with her. How do you make it this whole Miley fanatic, you know, this whole Miley phenomenon that's going on?
The phenomenon that is Miley?
Yes.
It's sort of funny to me because, like, we shot the show for 4 or 5 months before it ever ended up on TV. So it was sort of a long time for us all to get to know each other before it sank in that we were actually shooting a TV show and before she got really popular. So to me, I just look at her the same way I always have, as just sort of this funny but sometimes slightly annoying little sister. And I am pretty amazed at the amount of publicity that she gets, especially the negative stuff. It seems like what we really love to do in the U.S. is you take somebody from nothing and you turn them into a giant star, and then just when everybody loves you, we love to tear that person back down again.
Right.
And so it always seems like people are just looking for reasons to hate on Miley. Even though if they spent any time around her, they would realize that she's a really nice person, and she's very talented and very dedicated to the things that she does. And you know, I think anybody that hates her, if they spent a day with her, they would do a complete 180 on their opinion of her and just love her, because she's so much fun to be around, and she does really have a good heart. And you know, but I think she might be a little overexposed, you know what I mean? It's like you can't turn on the radio or, you know, see a billboard without her being there. And, you know, some people find that annoying, and other people love it because they can't get enough. So, you know, it's hard. You want to give the fans as much as you can, and then sometimes they are into it and sometimes they're, you know, they're not, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you overexpose somebody, then they'll wind up getting tired of it, and then they're going to go to the next thing, and then go to the next thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think we all realize. There's always going to be, like, the next great thing. So, you know, the show's not going to last forever, and, you know, the soundtracks for the Hannah series and movies and that sort of stuff aren't going to be around forever. And, you know, we'll all move on to whatever the next job is, and she'll move on to whatever the next project is. And, you know, either people will keep watching and like us, or they won't, and, you know, we'll just sort of see.
Well, it seems like sometimes things sort of come back in full swing, one of which is another co-star you have, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
And the mullet. Were you a big fan of the mullet?
I love the mullet.
You love the mullet?
I love the mullet. And you know what's funny about Billy is, like, he misses the mullet so much. He jokes around, like, almost every week about how, yep, Monday when I come into work, I'm going to show up and I'm going to have the mullet. And he just He loves it. Billy Ray's got a really interesting career because he's somebody who, like, didn't find success until he was a little bit older, you know? Like, he struggled for a while before, like, Achy Breaky hit and the first part of his career took off. And then, you know, as that cooled down, he got a chance to do this other TV show, and that sort of cooled down, and then he did our show. And since our show's been going on, he's been involved in so many different things. And it's been just sort of cool to watch him continuously reinvent himself and just stay busy. Is he not like the busiest guy ever?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was a fan of the mullet. I have to admit, I was a fan of the mullet. You know, now that you asked that, I was a fan of the mullet. Do I miss it? No.
Would you ever rock the mullet yourself?
No.
No. Right? Not even for Halloween or something.
Come on. You know what? I like it on other people. I don't like it on myself.
The only thing about the mullet is it is. I think you either have to be like exceptionally good looking or super rich, otherwise the ladies won't pay any attention to you. It's like, you know, just I think
you
I think it would make
another
things
guy
more
with a mullet. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
Unless you have the dollar bills to back you up, then
that's right.
Then, yeah.
And then you can do whatever you want. So.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And speaking of the fact that you know you wanted to get into other things and everything, you did the Disney Channel original movie Dadnet,
yeah,
which starred two of your co-stars from Hannah Montana, Emily Osment and Moises, as well as other Disney Channel stars, Phil Lewis and David Henry. And your character in that movie, completely and utterly different than Jackson, beyond belief. That looked like that was a ton of fun. You pretty much had to take the brunt of a lot of stuff in that movie.
Yeah.
By getting messed up, dirtied up, everything, man. That just looked like intense, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was actually really cool because I don't think, I ended up playing the main villain, and that's sort of not my type. So they sort of cast against type, which I think ended up working really well for the movie. The thing that I thought was cool is I talked to a bunch of kids after the movie came out, and they said it actually took a couple of scenes for them to realize that it was me because the part was so different than Jackson with the pompadour hair, and we dyed it black and sort of cut it different and did all that stuff. And it was really fun, but the one thing that is bad about getting messy in a movie like that is it takes a really long time to shoot a movie. So if there's a scene where I'm covered in yogurt,
yeah,
I'm covered in yogurt for like 6 or 8 hours without ever getting to take it off. You know what I mean? They just keep reapplying it over and over again. So you spend a lot of time smelling like sour milk, you know. It just it ends up being gross, but funny. So for me, as long as it's funny in the end, then it's sort of worth doing, you know.
Yeah,
and another movie that you actually you did before Hannah Montana. Hopefully, I don't know. This was sort of a movie for Novelle and I, but our age group and the 20-year-olds. I think you know what I'm talking about. Hopefully I'm right about this because you know I have been wrong and I have said a lot of. People have been in different things, but
yeah.
I believe you were in an American Pie movie, correct?
Yeah, American Pie Band.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually that was actually one of the funnest shooting experiences that I've ever had. It was
really?
it was just like 6 weeks of hanging out with a bunch of goofy people trying to come up with the most outrageous jokes that you could, you know what I mean? So and half the time there was really hot girls in bikinis or camp counselor outfits running around, and it was a lot of fun. And the thing that was sort of nice about my character is even though the movie is sort of, I guess, a little bit more raunchy.
Adult.
My character doesn't really do anything that, like, I would be embarrassed about, so I got to participate in something that was sort of a little bit more adult, but I didn't have to do anything that was really embarrassing or that, you know, I would be ashamed of afterwards. So that was cool.
I wish I had some of that in my band camp when I was a band tour.
Yeah. I wasn't
that lucky.
That was a good band camp.
Yeah, I wish. So did you actually want to be an actor when you got into the business, or is it something that you just wound up getting into?
No, it's something that I've always been interested in. I've been in plays, been doing plays since I was in elementary school, and I always figured if I could do it for a living, that would be awesome. And so, you know, I moved to L.A. and gave it a shot, and at first I was not very successful. I spent a couple of years just doing extra work and stand-in work and, you know, trying to get an agent and going on, you know, hundreds of auditions and not getting anything. And but that's sort of the crazy but exciting thing about LA and trying to be an actor. You don't ever know what job is going to be the one that puts you over the top. And
right.
You know, when I booked Canna, I was just excited. I was excited to just be working, and then for the show to come out and be as popular as it is, and I mean, and be as life changing as it is, it was something that was totally unexpected, and you could never really prepare yourself for. So, But it's cool because it's every day is like sort of random, and it's like, you know, any day could be the day that you win the lottery, or it could be, you know, another day that you starve. You just don't know.
Yeah.
I totally read somewhere, I forget who the quote was, but it was, you may hear a lot of no's in your life, but it's that one yes that's going to jumpstart your career.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, exactly. I always say, you know, for you'll hear 100 no's for every yes, but every yes feels 1,000 times better than each of the no's. So, you know, if you can stick around long enough for something good to happen, then ultimately it's worth it.
That's pretty cool. And
yeah.
Something that we always like to ask our, you know, guests, hopefully, they always give us the same answer. I don't know. Maybe you won't. But what is your favorite TV show? Do you watch, I know they always say they're so busy to watch TV, but what is your favorite TV show?
Dude, I watch a buttload of TV. I justify it by saying that I'm doing research for my job, but actually I'm just
nice.
Like a TV nut. I just love watching TV. I would say that my all-time favorite show, hands down, is Lost. And then, like, my second favorite show was Battlestar Galactica, the new one that was on Sci-Fi.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
So those are my two favorites.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Man. Love
yeah,
it.
Usually, Nivelle can actually justify this. We always have guests on. They're always like, I'm so busy. We don't have time to watch TV. So I am so thankful that we actually have a guest.
Yeah.
Who actually watches TV? Because that's
I don't
what,
know,
that's what you do for
I,
a living.
I don't know if that means that my career sucks or... But, no, I mean, I don't know how you can be too busy for TV. Like, it's TV. Come on.
Exactly.
It's a part of life. You're on TV. You should watch TV.
Well,
you know, that's how I look at it. But, you know, I'm wrong on that kind
of stuff. Well, I just figure that, like, there's some shows, like Lost, that are just so good that you have to make time for it. And with, like, TiVo, like, how can you – I mean, you can record the stuff that you really got to see and then, you know, you sneak it in. It's a couple of hours a week.
Yeah.
There
you go.
There you
listen
go.
To the man, folks.
I know. Come on. I know what I'm talking about.
It's not hard at all. Not hard at all. And plus, you can watch them on your computer.
That's true. With the sling box?
Just saying.
Just saying.
Putting
it's
that
true.
Out there. That's right. So, listen, my friend. We would love for you to do a promo for us.
Okay.
Obviously, you know about those things since you've done two of them for the Disney Channel, so you know how that rolled. But instead of saying you're watching the Disney Channel, you're going to replace that with you're listening to Buzzworthy Radio.
It's real easy.
Can you hear the helicopter in the background?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So you just want me to cut you a little, hey, this is Jason Earls from Hannah, Montana? That
you
whole
got
thing?
It.
Okay,
you got
are you
it.
Ready? Are we rolling?
We're ready. We're ready. We're ready for you.
Okay. Sweet Niblets, this is Jason Earls from Hannah, Montana, and you were listening to Buzzworthy Radio.
That's awesome.
I
totally
like the
usable.
In the Sweet Niblets part. That's nice.
Well, hey, I gotta give you a little of the sizzle, right?
That's true. That's true. You got to put that trademark quote in there. That's right. It's worth something.
Something. I gotta sell T-shirts once the show's over, you know. I gotta get that out there.
Well, listen, man, it was great having you on here, Jason Earls. Everybody, he plays Jackson Stewart on Hannah Montana. You can check it out. New episodes every Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Disney Channel. Thanks so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. It was fun, and yeah, check the show out. And anybody that hasn't seen the movie, you should go. You will be surprised with how much you like it.
I might have to actually go out and see it now. And
you should check it out. I'm telling you, you'll like it better than you think.
Nobody will be pointing at me and laughing, going like, "That dude is watching the Hannah Montana movie."
No,
not at all.
No, just tell the kids in the audience that you're a talent scout for Disney or something, and then they'll like.
There you go.
Then you'll be like the coolest person in the audience.
I like that.
Too funny.
I'll go with that. That's nice.
I know.
Jason, thank you so much, and good luck with everything. Seriously, we're pretty sure this is going to last for a long time. Well, pretty much a long time. You never know.
We hope so. Who knows?
There's always Dancing with the Stars. Remember.
You know what? I think I just got a phone call about that.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
See.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you later, Jason. Thank you.
All right. Later.
What a fun interview that was.
That was so cool, man.
It's nice that was.
To keep with someone in our age bracket.
So you know that I always ask you this when the guest leaves. When are we on next?
All right, we got 5 minutes left in the show of airtime. We're going to be back on next Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday, the 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be joined by John Brotherton, who plays Jared Banks on ABC Daytime's One Life to Live. Been working on this one for quite some time. We finally got him here. So make sure you guys check him out. And I know some of you have a thing called a job in the morning. I know you
yes.
do because I have one. But I'm actually off that day. That's why I'm having it. So,
pretty cool. Must
so
be nice.
If you guys, 3 days off next week. That can't be it. So those of you who will miss the show live, you can always download the show in the archives when it is up after the show ends. You can always check it out, replay it, download it, do whatever you want with the episode, edit it out.
Put it on your iPod, listen to it when you go to the gym. Seriously.
You can. Put it on your iPod because we're on iTunes.
We're
on iTunes. That's where
you're everywhere.
Search for us. We're on iTunes. And
we are everywhere.
We are pretty much everywhere is right. That's what we've been told. So make sure you guys just look us up, buzzworthyradio.net. Send us your emails. We still want your email for the Rock the Soap 2 promotions. I got news for you guys. I do know who is probably going to be on the next Rock the Soap. We did get the emails. And for those of you who did give me the emails, you probably got it in your inbox already. But for those of you who did attend and didn't give me your emails, you are going to find out Monday. You're going to find out Monday who's going to be on Rock the Soap 2 in 2010, as well as being able to officially register for the VIP fan club. For those of you who did go this year for Rock the Soap 1, you guys will have the first shot at making your deposits in or the gold members of the fan club. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait a little longer before you can make your payment for your first payment for the trip. So those who did go have a little bit of an advantage than the rest of you, but that doesn't mean you won't be able to get your payments in, but you just have to wait a little bit. But next Monday is when the new information will be rolling out, so make sure you guys check out rockthesoap.com this Monday, April 27th, to find out who is most likely going to be on Rock the Soap 2. You're going to see some familiar faces from this year, plus some new ones. I'm telling you right now, you're going to like it. You're going to like it.
And, hey, all you soap fans out there, right now on the East Coast, it is, I think it's 8:30 almost. If you're not watching Ghost Whisperer and you're a big fan of either The Young and the Restless or The Bold and Beautiful, there are some stars on that show right now. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what I feel about that show.
Okay.
I will make the sacrifice to watch it just because of that, but, you know.
Amelia Henley, Leslie Kay, and one of the guests we've had on, Ted Luckinbill, is on.
Yes, that is correct. And Leslie Kay was actually on Chelsea Lately. About
she was.
They show the clip of the Ghost Whisperer on there, so that was pretty tight. I
hopefully
like
she was promoting The Bold and the Beautiful, too.
What's that?
Hopefully she was promoting B&B as well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, but I did miss the episode, so I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'm sure it might be on YouTube.
I have to
somewhere.
Say.
We'll check out. But,
I do have to say, I've missed my soaps. I haven't watched them in 2 months, practically, ever since I started this job, and I haven't had time to go online. Hopefully, there's been some good stuff going on. Hopefully.
Well, yes and no. I'm not just talking about the soaps on the TV. I'm talking about the news in general. And we actually probably should do a show just to do stuff about soap news. Actually, you know what? I'm going to extend the show for, like, another 15 minutes.
Yay!
just to get some of the soap news underway because there's just so many things going on with the program.
Let's get it out there.
The programs right now, let's just get it out of the way. And I'm trying to get this done before my 54 seconds run out. Because if not, then it's definitely not going to work.
We're going to get kicked off.
Well, a little bit, yeah. We will get kicked off if I don't get this in. But 45 minutes in.
There we go. I love how, like, drum roll, please. Neville can do it. We all have faith in him.
I did it. All right.
Oh, you did it. Yeah. 15
minutes in. All right. We're 15 minutes in. So this last 15 minutes, if not less, we are going to start ahead and start dishing on the soap news, the back of the background stuff that's been going on right now. Let's start off with the main thing that everybody's been talking about that still is being talked about to this point, and that is about Guiding Light's cancellation. Now, we did have Tracy on the show. We talked about the Guiding Light campaign, what's going on right now, and everybody has been dying to know what's going on, as if Lifetime is picking it up or not. Lifetime is not saying anything. They're not letting
it
out there. They're not saying anything. They're even denying the fact that they're going to put it on the network. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it won't get there. So all you Guiding Light fans out there, keep sending in your emails. Keep calling the comment line. Keep doing it all in order to keep Guiding Light
CBS. Hit up
the air.
CBS. Hit up CBS, seriously. And speaking of Tracy, if you would like to put a place of face with the voice, we are in talks with her. To do an interview for her for SO Insider, since she is local. We are from Pittsburgh, so you may see her in the next episode. Check her out.
Yes, exactly. They have an I brought it up on the screen right now. They have an online petition at thepetitionsite.com.
How many people have signed it?
There's well over 11,000 signatures on it so far.
11,000? There should be 11 million. Come on, people. This is Guiding Light we're talking about.
It is true. Yes, it is true, but you absolutely make sure you guys sign that petition. Keep sending in those letters. She has some addresses on there. If you are on Facebook, look for the group Keep the Light Shining. It is run by Tracy Smeltzer and Dana Galbraith, so keep on trying to keep the show on the air. That's all I can say. I mean, it's a good show. Joanne actually entered the room, and Joanne, he actually just left. He was here for a half an hour. This last 15 minutes is actually soap news right now. You're on the line, so let me bring you on in here.
Let's bring on Joanne.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I was a little confused because I came back earlier, and then it said April 24th, and my son was all psyched to talk to him, and then I said, came on because I have a show tonight, and I saw that you were on live. I said, what the hell is that? So I went on, and I saw that you guys were on, and
yeah,
the 24th was on.
Yep, he was here from 8 to 8:30, so... Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying on your site, well, on
yes.
My, because I have you guys down as a favorite, it said April 24th at, oh, shit, today is April 24th.
That is today.
It is.
April 17th. I'm sorry, Tyler. My son's mad at me now. Okay.
Aww. Hey, you can always check it out in the archive.
Yeah.
I know. He wanted to talk to him. I know. Aww.
He's listening. Don't be upset. We'll get him back. I'll get him on my show.
I was just going to say that. Get him on your show. You can do it.
He will.
I will tell you that they did say he is available all the way up until Tuesday.
Oh, really? Neville, send me that info, and I'll get on it right away.
Bradford Anderson's publicist, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same one.
Okay, I'll call her.
There we go. So, Joanne, I have to ask you, do you have any really good soap news for us? I mean, I've been out of the loop with soaps because I'm a working guy now. But what can you tell us with the soaps, if you have anything at all?
You know what?
We can mention about what we did talk about the last couple of days. We might
just
as well,
say
since everybody else mentioned it.
You mean about Rock the Soap?
I did give them that information, yeah.
Okay. Brandon, from Brandon's Buzz, broke the story that Gordon Thompson is going to be joining the cast of Days of Our Lives.
Very nice.
He will be playing Wes Ramsey, character's father on the show. Wes plays the character of Owen. So, yeah, Brandon broke that on his website, brandonsbuzz.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out, man.
Pretty cool. And Gordon, correct, was from Dynasty, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. And also,
I have to go on a tangent right now because Soaps.com, I know people from there, and I respect you and everything, but if you're going to put news on your site, make sure it's right, because Gordon Thompson was never on Knox Landing, and that's
what
you
true. Wrote. That is true. He
so
was not.
I
live in Santa Barbara and
really,
Sunset.
I really had to call you out on that one because that was entirely wrong. So
right.
No, I'm sorry.
Other than that, I really don't have any other news. As far as the soaps go, I'm doing a little off-topic soap stuff. The next couple shows tonight, I have Dancing with the Stars dancers Tony Dovolani and Chelsea Hightower. Next week I have TLC's Home Made Simple, Wanda and Cologne. So I don't really have. Oh, wait a minute. I have Megan Ward, May 14th. So other than that. Yeah, not much going on with the soap stuff.
That's going to be a popular show, I can tell you right now.
Megan, yeah, well, she's been on before, and just I've been getting tons of emails for her.
Everybody.
Like I told you, Neville, right?
Yeah.
And I just kind of, like, let it go until they decided, you know, it was time, and I got an email today booking a date for her. So that's May 14th. And let's see. I guess that's really, really all. You've got some people coming up, I saw.
Yes. We are having, like I mentioned, John Brotherton will be on Tuesday.
He's great.
We're actually going to try to find a date for Jacob Young to come on to the show. Jacob Young to come on to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been in contact with him a couple of times already, in person to him as well as his people, so we're going to get that squared away. I did mention to everybody about Rock the Soap. Make sure you check out the website on Monday when it will be updated, so make sure you guys check out everything. And the VIP fan club will finally be open to the public, so Monday is the big day. Make sure
you guys check it out.
I think you'll be happy with the roster, and I think we'll be seeing some returning faces, not just of the stars, but of the fans as well, going on Rock the Soap too. So I think the fans will be extremely happy with what's coming up. So
yeah, I think so too. And tickets are going to be going on sale as early as the beginning of May. So they're expecting very high volume. And especially now that everybody knows that Soap Opera Mania has canceled all of their events.
Yes, Nelson posted about it today as well as Roger.
Oh, he did. Okay, I didn't get a chance to look at that yet.
Nelson and I actually talked about this the other day, and apparently they were supposed to book something in Toronto for that Soap Mania tour. And obviously now that's not happening. For those of you who don't know, Soap Opera Mania tour has been officially put on hiatus indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did purchase your tickets, Michael did say that you will get a refund of your money. So if you did purchase your tickets, you should be getting your money back very shortly, within the next several weeks is what it says on the website. As far as we know of, their cruise is happening. Don't hold my breath on this yet. But that is what I have noticed so far. But Nelson and I were questioning that as well. But as far as we know of, it's still happening, but we're not sure yet. Since we had thought that it was a part of the Soap Mania tour, but I think that's its own thing. You'll find out, I guess, later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But
in any event, Rock the Soap is gonna be a fabulous event, and you know, if you guys didn't get a chance to go, you got a whole year, man, a whole year to deal with it, so check it out. In any event, sorry I missed Jason Earls, because now I'm like the worst mother in the world, and I just got the door slammed in my face.
Oh, no.
Look, my kid is my kid, that's for damn sure. He's giving it back.
All right, someone in the chat room wants to know, what are our names? All right, let's do a reintroduction here. I am Neville. I'm speaking right now. My name is Neville. The woman who is speaking is Joanne. And the other guy who is on the line with me is my co-host, Matthew Preston. So that's who's on the line right now. So
hi.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say something.
I know, right? Little DJ identification. But something else maybe you guys can help me out with there's a very important award show that happens for soaps. It's called the Daytime Emmy Awards. What's going on with the Daytime Emmy Awards?
The Daytime Emmy Awards is going to be broadcast on the CW on August 30th, and that's a Sunday. So it is happening. I honestly don't know who's hosting it. It probably was posted, but I have absolutely no idea who is hosting it. I probably didn't pay attention to that part. But but it is happening on August 30th. If all goes to plan, I will probably fly out for it, only because that Friday and Saturday, the Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful luncheons take place.
I heard a rumor that they were going to do it in New York City.
Yeah, but because of, I guess, the NATAS, they have to have it in L.A. That's why they couldn't do it in New York.
Jesus.
But, yes, it's
going
to be in
L.A. What are people doing to me?
It's not at the Kodak Theater this year. I think it's actually somewhere else. But, oh, gosh, I have to reread the press release for it to find out what it is. But, but yes, it is. But it is going down now on August 30th. So, I think the nominations actually are going to be announced in May. Actually, I actually have the date that I could. It's like the second week of May. I think it's either May. I think it's May 14th. They will announce the nominees on the Today Show. So. If you guys want to know who's nominated in your favorite categories, you got to watch Today on NBC.
I'm telling you, they should go back to New York City. I mean, that was, I don't know why. It really had a good feel when it was in NYC.
A lot of people wanted it in New York City, but like I said, because of the organization that handles this, they couldn't have it out in New York. I was actually looking forward to it being in New York myself, but it's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So if this is where they're going to have it, this is where they're going to have it. I will admit, though, on a Sunday, I think it's a better day to have it.
Really?
I honestly do. I think Sunday is a better fit to do an Emmy show. I really do.
You know, honestly, yeah, I do agree with you, because Sunday is actually a really good time for people to tune into, you know, to what's on, and because you have really good TV shows on Sunday, and they'll be on hiatus, or they'll be on reruns, so yeah.
During the summer, yes. Also, there is some more stuff out there that should be mentioned. Michael Gazze, who plays Daniel Romanelli on The Young and the Restless, did re-sign his contract for 1 year, and he did say because of the writing on the show had opted him to stay. So we are very, very happy that he actually signed on the dotted line. So that is pretty cool.
Glad that he
is staying for the show. And there's rumors circulating that Sean Kanan may be crossing over to The Young and the Restless to play Deacon.
Yay!
Would
he be coming back as Deacon?
Rumors circulating about that. What's that?
Would he be coming back as Deacon or a new character?
When I say reprising his role on another show, that's sort of what it means.
Well, time out here. I know, but I'm just saying we do have, for example, I don't know, Don DeMont, who's crossing hallways and going over to the Bold and Beautiful. He's coming on as a new character, you know, as a new character, even though his...
Not reprising a character, though.
Yes, okay. I do see, you know, the words that you used. I did not hear you correctly, but yeah. And plus you have Amber, and then you have everything like that, so...
He did make a quote to Dayton Confidential that he would love to be on The Young and Restless and work alongside Adrian France, because he loved working with her on The Bold and Beautiful, so you never know. It might happen, so we'll see. Only time will tell. And CBS Soaps in Depth actually has on their cover Irene Davidson and Eric Braeden, and apparently they are bragging about the fact that they have 4 weeks of YNR scoops in their magazine. That's kind of cool. 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you better buy that magazine. If you like to be spoiled,
then you better buy it.
I think it's a good selling point.
I agree.
And also, let's jump wheels to All right, let's get Aswell Touch for a second. Let's jump to One Night to Live here, since we're going to have a One Night to Live person on next week. let's show them some love. All right, on One Night to Live, we're going to actually have some a couple of characters actually come back and reprise their roles. One of which is the actor who played Powell from the early to mid-90s come back onto the show. If I can get his name for you, I can actually tell you what it is. His name is Ed.
I'd help you out if I could.
I'm probably going to say his name wrong, and if it is, you can please correct me. Sean Moynihan. Oh, my gosh. I guess that's how you say it. Sean Moynihan returns with Powell Lord on April 30th. And I actually liked him playing that role. I did see some of the old clips. For those of you who don't remember who he was part of the trio who raped Marty Saybrook back on One Life to Live in 1992. So he is actually coming back reprising his role as that character. The character of Rebecca is coming back to the show, but it's not going to be played by the original actress, Rico Aylesworth. Instead, it's going to be played by Jessica Kay. So it's going to be quite interesting to see.
From Passions, correct? No. Whoops. No. Yes.
That's her real name.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't she from Passions, or am I thinking of somebody else? No.
I thought you were thinking of Jessica and Kay Bennett, but I could be wrong.
No,
like, is that,
no.
I don't know.
You know, it's me. I'm okay. I have sometimes my IMDb predictions are correct, and sometimes they're off. This is the person who said Mary Beth Evans was on Another World. So don't get me. Don't get me started.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And let's go back to As the World Turns here. I was actually enjoying this guy on the show, Nicholas Galbraith. Oh, my gosh. I'm probably saying his name wrong, too. What is it with people in these names I can't even pronounce? I thought my name was bad, but apparently everybody else is just as. Galbraith or Galbraith, whatever it is. It may not even be that close. But he played the role of Zach on the show. He will be leaving the show next week. And Melinda Sullivan, who plays Zoe, is also going to be leaving off the show with him. If you haven't seen As the World Turns, apparently those two characters kidnapped Luke and Noah. So I guess since they are leaving, they're going to be getting
out of it. I'm so out of it. I was like, who are these characters? Craziness.
Yeah, apparently they played brother and sister. And
okay. They
are a little bit too close for comfort, as in, they like to get it on.
Oh, my God. What?
Well,
that's
they
insane.
Do. Well,
that's
they do.
Insane.
I guess Zach is bisexual on the show, because he asked Noah to make love to him, but when Noah didn't, Noah was forced to watch Zach and Zoe make love.
Oh, my. What is going on in Oakdale? I am telling you what. Well.
I'm just saying. this is a show that I guess knows no bounds or something.
I saw something.
I have absolutely no idea what you're doing to me.
You do have to say, give them credit for trying something new. I don't know.
It's not disgusting. It makes Jonathan and Tammy's relationship on Kanye like look something but a realistic relationship and not that
pretty much.
Of
it always was. Oh, come on. There's a lot of Jammy fans out there. You're not gonna start that Jammy bee's nest.
Well, you know what? I like Jammy's relationship, despite the fact that it was incestuous. But this was something else. Honestly, I mean, kissing cousins is one thing, but kissing brother and sister is another.
A little bit, too. There's a little bit. What's going on here?
Daniel Hugh Kelly is going to be reprising his role as Colonel Winston Mayer at the end of June. And also, it looks like Paolo Seganti's Damien might be getting a new love interest. I mean, I thought Lily was his new love interest, or Trisha Alden, or what's her name? It is Lily, but played with a new face, Noelle Beck, so I thought that was going to be his new love interest. But it turns out it's going to be Meg Snyder.
What?
Just the rumor on the street.
Oh, wait, then here's my prediction for that story plot, right? then Paul's going to find out about it, and then Paul's going to have to, like, maybe have Meg shoot him or something, and then he'll, like, he'll fled Oakdale for a couple of days, and then he'll turn up alive, and then they'll fight each other, and someone will get shot, mostly Paul, again, and then Margo will be like, Paul, what are you doing? And then Meg will cry, say something, she'll say something about her mother doesn't approve of anything, and then she'll somehow go back to Paul. And then something else will happen again. That's my prediction, though.
We'll see, but all I can say about that is this is just going to scream for Paul and Meg airtime, and it's going to suck me dry.
I have to say, I love the actress. She was awesome in the radio show. I love her. Yeah, she's awesome.
On the show, and
The writing for that. It's like whenever you cram somebody down your throat so much, it's like you have other characters. Why don't you use them evenly? You know, it's like a hockey game where you have.
Dante doesn't have a brain. I'm sorry to say it, but she's
don't. No, stir in a pot.
I am sorry, but this, you know, I may be a host, but I'm also a fan as well, and I'm going to say it. She doesn't have a brain. She doesn't know how to use her brain. If she did, then we would have the best piece of stuff on our screen. Look, Guiding Light had an official announcement that they were canceled. As well turns is the next one on that chopping block. Do you really think that they're going to survive with a 1.8 rating right now if they don't get their act together? No, they won't. So Jean Pasternak needs to shape up or she needs to be shipped out. Barbara Broome was this close to getting out the door because of the fact that she was not able to keep up. But why was she kept? I don't know. Probably because somebody there at CBS must be banging her. And that's why she is still
there. Whoa. We have a Disney crowd listening tonight. Disney crowd.
I'm only saying this because I love it, and if I didn't love it so much, then I would not be saying it. But
tell me what you say. Let's get some head writers on. I honestly would love to get some head writers on the show.
Yeah.
You really would
not want to put me in a room with a head writer right now.
Yeah, obviously not that, but, you know, let's get some head writers. Let's try for some head writers, you know? Why not?
Yeah, I would love to talk to Ron Colavat. I mean, I like the guy. I like what he's doing with One Life to Live right now. And if not him, then I love what Maria Bell is doing with YNR right now. And Tom Cassiello's episode, which aired this Monday here in the States, where it aired last Friday in Canada, that was a great show for him. His first episode that was on, and Martha Burns' episode on The Bold and Beautiful. Hopefully she can change and shake it up over there, too. My goodness.
Wait a minute. Martha Burns going to be on The Bold and the Beautiful?
Martha Burns is writing at The Bold and the Beautiful. Did you not know
No. Where have I been? I'm telling you. Like, you get a job, and then, like, you have no idea what's going on.
Obviously. I don't even feel like I had enough time to watch the stuff, and it looks like I know more about it than you do.
Of course you do. You're good for stuff.
That's where I'm going to leave that little sporadic attitude at about Jean Pasternak. I really, as Will Turns just needs to get its acting together. It really does. I mean, you know, I really hope Guiding Light gets on Lifetime, but right now with what they're doing with it, they're doing very well with it. So you need to take a lesson from them. They need to get their act together, like right now. Seriously, they really do. And honestly, I'm going to jump ship here because if I keep going with As the World Turns, I'll be here all night. So let's jump over to All My Children. I have not seen Jamie Lunar yet on the show. That's like the main thing I have missed so far in seeing her play the role of Liza. I love Jamie Lunar, and I have been hearing differences of opinion about her, that she should be playing the role of Skye Chandler, which I could definitely see because she does resemble Robin Christopher in a lot of aspects. But I seriously do have this itch where I feel that Robin Christopher should be playing this part. But that doesn't mean I don't think that Jamie Lunar could do the job as well. But I don't know. It's just I have to see it. I have to see her performance. So
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, right?
It probably is. It probably is. I could say that someone may mention that she could play the a recast Haley. I honestly could not see that.
She's a little bit too like vixenous, in my opinion.
I don't think that she could have done it. But I will bring this into the show, and this will be my final thing for today. But we'll have more news probably within next week at some time. But I will put this out there. I'm sure all my children fans know about what's coming up in May with a certain lead actor who may be killed off on the show. It was broken in Nelson's Buzz report about this, so I will relay back. I might not know it word for word, or I may mess up some things in my little review about it, but it looks like they may kill off Adam Chandler, but it may turn out to actually be Stewart, and he was just made to look like Adam, but I think it had to deal with the fact that his illness is not majorly talked about illness on the show that caused this to happen. And apparently rumor on the street is that if it comes to a point where it is disruptive on the set, then they will release him, a la Michael Zaslow when he was let go from Guiding Light. That's kind of ballsy, if not vicious, if I do say so myself. I mean, if you watch his performances on the show, it just looks like he doesn't even miss a beat. And there was no reason for anything to happen to him. But, you know, I just really hate what goes on in the business like that. But it's just absolutely, completely, and utterly asinine.
Could I honestly say, I could, he would be an amazing, amazing counterpart to Ron Linz. I think both of them just battling out on screen would be amazing.
You should write for this show. But
I would love to, believe me. If I could, I would.
There you go. Yeah. But we're going to end it right there. I know we didn't get to all the subs right now, but we got to some, which is good. But our hour is actually coming to a close. We have 3 minutes left, actually. But I want to thank everybody who was here tonight. Jason Earls for calling into the show after the phone tag issue. We finally got him here. Even though I didn't have to go on the other side and make any phone calls, but he did get here. And I actually left a voicemail before the show started. And because I didn't get him straight through. But, yeah, thanks to him for being here. He was a great guy. Great guest. And so hopefully Joanne gets him on the show. So her son gets to talk to him. I feel so bad for him right now. Yes, make sure you guys tune in to Tuesday's show with John Brotherton. If you can't hear it live, you can always download the show anytime during the day after it is over. So make sure you guys check it out, whether it's live or in archive mode. So we will be back here on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time with John Brotherton as well. We got some things coming up within the next few weeks, hopefully, that I'm working on right now. Nothing positive yet, but we are working on some things on the side. I will not mention what they are yet because I feel like it's bad luck if I bring it to fruition before it happens. So I will let you know as soon as we know the first thing. But I want to thank to everybody who was here, Joanne for calling in, and of course my co-host Matthew Preston for being here tonight. Always a pleasure.
It was awesome. I had a really fun time.
All right. And we're going to leave you out here with, of course, our usual Buzzworthy Radio Station ID promo. So from all of us here at BWR, this is Novell J. Lee, signing off, saying make sure that you guys get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys next week. You take care.
See you later, guys.
Yo, what's up? This is Kevin Rudolph. You're listening to BuzzworthyRadio.net. Check out my single, Let It Rock, and check out my album, In the City, in stores now.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio. Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.